Like this choir, have an invitation to render to the Lord as this thing may be blessed. Oh Lord, my God, Jesus, I will speak of your glory. I will show up as a music. If I dance is the Lord, and if I shout is the Lord, I will speak of your glory. And I will show up as a music.
That's my God. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. Father, I appreciate you. I don't want to ask anything today. I just want to thank you. And dedicate today to appreciate you. Lord, you know, as we thank you, testimony shall fill in our lives. This 20th anniversary, concerned with Youth Sunday, I pray every youth in the house who is not older than the legio shall receive the good news. Father, I pray every youth in the house who is not older than the legio, the angel of this commission, shall receive a testimony. By the vision of this anniversary, take all the glory, Lord. Take all the honor, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Put your hands in love for Jesus and give us God bless you. I want to take much time because I don't like to beat time. It's a mark of indiscipline to beat time. We thank God for today. I want to appreciate the Lord Almighty for this opportunity. First of all, and I want to appreciate my pastor. And the pastor, may God bless you. Today is a Youth Sunday that is attached to our 20th anniversary ceremony, mini ceremony. Praise the Lord. Because a big one is coming. Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, we just read four portions of the Bible. There's no message, just four Bible portions, and we pray. But the Lord showed me three things. And by confirmation, I'm so grateful that the Lord put us under a pastor who has open eye. The Bible says, where there's no vision, the people will perish. So during the morning prayer, every prayer has been made. The atmosphere is open. So every declaration has been made in the next 15 minutes, receive the name of Jesus. I say, receive the name of Jesus. God showed me a vehicle. That's one. And I was so surprised when Pastor made mention of vehicle. But I want to tap into that vision and that prayer. Because in a few minutes, like 2 minutes, I want to tell you why I know that God is in this altar. This is 20 years. But I've been in this altar for 7 years and 9 months. June is going to make me 8 years in Lifegate Assembly. I joined the church in June 2018. And when I joined the church, I was squatting as a boy. So I want to mention the things I'm expecting from God. As I attach to that prophecy, I'm expecting a vehicle by faith. Yes, I'm expecting a child by faith. And I'm expecting to buy my own house by faith. But I want to thank God for what He has done. I don't want to complain of what I'm expecting. So in the spirit of celebration, when I joined the church, I was a boy, squatting as a 28-year-old man. You know, in Africa, in America, when you are 16 and 18, you are mature. You can access car loan. You can access student loan and all those stuff. But as a 28-year-old in Nigeria, I was still squatting when I joined this church. I remember I sat at that place. But today, can somebody shout at me? I know when I joined the church, I was a single. But today, I'm married. When I joined the church, I didn't have anything to call my own. I didn't have any money in my account. My account was around 7,000 naira. But today, by the grace of God, I'm a millionaire. There is power in this altar. There are many testimonies I can count. When I joined the church, I was a local champion in ministry. But by the mercy of God, through this altar, international ministry of open. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Now, as I'm talking now, look at yourself. When you join the church, you will reflect on what God has done. Don't complain on what God has not done. That's why I started by mentioning the things I'm expecting. Those three things are very big things. a vehicle, a house, a child. But have you asked yourself how many times did God heal you from life gate? Have you asked yourself how many times did God deliver you from accident, from the prayer at the altar? Take that time when you join the church. Look at yourself now. I know one of us here, I don't want to mention a name, that through this church, he had a land. When I joined, I was squatting. Today, people are squatting with me. That's why I appreciate the Lord. So, today is a day of thanksgiving. Today is a day not to complain. I'll beg you, don't give any prayer point to God today. Just thank God. And as you thank God, the spirit behind 20 years will work for you. Even if you don't believe it, my faith is greater than your doubts. I said the spirit behind 20 years will work for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Second revelation, I saw good news. I saw good news. And that good news is going to come in double form. Somebody will receive double good news. In the mighty name of Jesus. Last revelation, there's someone that has an infection. The Lord revealed to me. Yesterday, but I was not expecting today, but one of God said, okay, quiet. Then the Lord revealed to me, he said, I want to prepare for today. He said, it's an infection someone is battling with. I don't know that infection in your body. That thing that was fired into your system. You slept and woke up and you discovered that thing is in your body. I command the name of Jesus. As the word of God will go on the next 10 minutes, that thing shall dry up. Yeah. I said, it shall dry up. Yeah. Rise up, sister, say, my Father, my Creator. I thank you for your answer me. You need to appreciate the Lord now. Just thank God. As I thank you, God, mention those things that I have done. Don't complain about what I have done. Just mention those things I have done. Male Kobrata. I thank you for your answer me. I thank you for your answer me. Le Kusha Prada Prada. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Take your seat in the presence of God and sit on top of your enemies. Can someone read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 25 and 26? Somebody else see the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Somebody else read the book of 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 34. Somebody else read the book of John chapter 3, verse 18. Deuteronomy 14, 25 and 26. The Bible says, the topic is the power of choice. The Bible says in Deuteronomy, I said before you life and death, choose. There's power in your choice. Whatever you are experiencing today is a result of the choice you made yesterday. Whatever you are going to experience tomorrow is a result of the choice you are making today. That's why you have to be careful of the decision you make. Decision determines destiny. So your choice is very powerful. The choice of salvation is very, very important. Someone should read that place for me. Deuteronomy 14, 25 and 26.
Then you shall exchange it for money.
Mm-hmm.
Take the money in your hand.
You shall exchange it for money. Eh?
Take the money in your hand.
Take the money in your hand.
And go to the place which the Lord your God chooses.
And go to the place which the Lord your God chooses. That is first. That is first. Before you go on. Go to the place which the Lord chooses. It's the place the Lord chooses. I'm starting with the carnal. From the carnal to the spiritual. Spiritual to eternal. The carnal, we are talking first about money. I'm talking about the well-being, merriment, things that have to do with the soul, the flesh. As a human being, you are soul, spirit, and body. So you are a child of God. Doesn't mean that you have been raptured to heaven. You are still living in this world. So you need money. You are living in this world. So you need merriment. You need to refresh yourself. You need to eat well. But it's the place which the Lord chooses. That is the world.
26.
God bless you, sir.
And you shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires.
You shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires. Oh, go ahead.
For offering or sheep.
For offering or sheep.
For wine or similar drink.
For wine or similar drink.
For whatever your heart desires.
For whatever your heart desires.
You shall eat there before the Lord your God.
You shall eat there. There's a place God chooses. You shall eat it there.
And you shall rejoice, you and your household.
You shall rejoice you and your household. Some people prefer to go to the club than to go to the house of God. Some people prefer to give to to wild parties than to give in the presence of God. Some people prefer to spend and make merry and refresh their soul where in the bar than to in the presence of God. The Bible says, "Shall take your money and go to the place where the Lord shall choose." The church is a place the Lord choose. Thank God, today is 20 years anniversary. God choose the house of God.
For you to spend your money here. So the carnal, the flesh, what that has to do with the soul is first the first level
where God has chosen. Choice starts from what? The outward. I'm talking about what? The carnal. Before I come to what? The spiritual. Before I come to what? The carnal. The first one is you shall take your money to where the Lord shall choose. You shall make your money where the Lord shall choose. You know that for you to lick sweets that they gave me in the church, it's better to eat sumptuous meal in your wild party. You know? Yeah. You can lick that sweet as 1.5 naira in the church and receive your miracle. And when you go to your wild party and you eat food worth millions, you contract a sickness. Because that's not the place the Lord has chosen. Power of choice. So as for the church, I was wearing it, I saw it. One man told me one day, he said, "You are wasting your time." One man told me when they say you are wasting your time. After like 1 year, I now ask him, among you and me, who is wasting our time? Because the difference is clear. You have not arrived yet, but you are not where you used to be. Are you hearing me? When you joined the church, you were somewhere. You have not arrived at your destination. But you get to the place that the Lord chose, which is the house of God. And you have moved from that point to another point. God bless you. That's what it's all about. Lots of time, let's go to the second one. Second one is talking about spiritual. After that, we have graduated from the money and all those things that have to do with merriment, as you mentioned. We are entering the spiritual now. God chooses his servant and not man. Ephesians 4:11. 1 Kings 11:34. Someone should read that very quickly, please. Quickly, please.
And he gave some
apostles.
And some prophets.
No, he said apostles. He said, and he gave. And that translation says, and he choose. Choice. And he choose some apostles. Go ahead.
And some prophets. And some
evangelists. Go ahead.
And some pastors.
And some pastors.
And teachers.
And teachers. It's God that chooses his servant. It's God that chooses those that serve you. So when you are taking your money to the place that the Lord chooses, that's the first level. Then God will not begin to choose to work for you. That's why he shall have a real. He said, okay, but then our wife is our pastor. Daddy is our wife. Senior pastor. Mommy is our deacon. Just like that, you begin to choose you. This one is an evangelist. This one is a prophet. This one is a missionary. It's the Lord that chooses his servant. So you don't come and remain in that level of first choice or coming to the presence where God has chosen the house of God. That's why some people have been trauma for 10 years. You graduate. When I came, I was sitting at that back. But the pastor that was here, that year I came, has a vision. He saw me and said, young man, you are going to work for God. And he prayed for me. I remember this was where pastors used to see that time. After service, come, he prayed for me. That was June. July, he said, you are going to preach on you Sunday. That man is a man of vision. That's why I respect him. He saw the future. And I'll tell you the truth. Since I joined this church, I've not recorded much success. Before I joined, because I was in a Jota province. Where the province where my goodness is, I was in that province. But I don't record much success like since I joined this church. Has not started a real. I mean, ministerially. To the point that after he prayed for me, doors begin to open. Then he came, time came, I begin to cancel program. Program that I already do, handy, everything, and then I'm not coming again. Because of, I came first to the place the Lord chose. Then God now chose evangelist. You see the second level, spiritual. So, wherever you are now, you have God has chosen you for something. Not only for you to come to the place that He has chosen, me to get to the church today. God has chosen you. Maybe you are a keyboardist, like this young prophet. Maybe God has chosen you. You are the welfare, like this beautiful woman. Because this woman is one of the people I know in this church. Welfare, 100%. All the places I've lived, she has always come there. Even if nobody comes there, she will come there. That's her ministry. Welfare. So, this is calling. God has chosen you, you should discover your own. That's why me, I love staying in my lane. If you want to push me too much, I'll tell you, please, oh, this is my lane.
though with respect, but this is my lane. Because if I do another person's lane, that's not where the Lord has chosen. Come to the second place, I will move fast. I want to do it now. The second place I mentioned, first king. After that, Ephesians, first king. 11:34. Spiritual, carnal, spiritual. After you have come to the place that's chosen, now you enter the next level. After the next level, then we'll see the last level we pray. Who's reading first King 11:34 for me, please? Fast me that.
My daughter, sir. However, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand.
Uh-huh.
Because I have made him the ruler of all the days of his life.
Protolocus, sir.
My servant David, whom I choose because he kept
me. Oh my God. My servant David, whom I choose. Because of what?
Because he kept my commandment.
Because he kept my commandment and what?
And statue.
And my statue. So when you have come to the house of God, when he has chosen, and he has not chosen you to the next level of service. Because all this ministry person is service. Now serving God. Missionary, service. Playing drum, Peter, service. Officer, that is writing them, telling you to sign, service. That is where the Lord has chosen for them. After they have come to the place with their money. Where God has chosen. The next level of service. You know what I'm saying? Whom I choose because he gets. There's a purpose why God chooses you for that thing. Because you keep, you obey. If you are not faithful in little, you will not be faithful in much. When I came to this church, this our beautiful mama, she was among the counselors, two of us. This is where she used to see that time. Hallelujah. Because of she was faithful in the commandment in that level. God graduated that spiritually. Because you cannot lobby for a post in the church. In my shop. When you go to my office, I can my boss, man, you can't stand there. Man, you see, I'm talking about the authority. It's like that shop, that's every government. But in the church, even sometimes when it's time to come here, I'm afraid. But I don't know. It's true. It's not by you can come and sit down and the angel of law is striking. Maybe you are coming from a house of fornication. And you say, because my position is in the church, all those people coming pastor, they will come and sit down. That's why you see them dying like that. Sometimes you always pray for mercy before you come forward. Because the Bible says the race is not to the swift. Prophet said, no man taking this honor unto himself. I choose you. It's not that I choose. It's not that I keep the honor to yourself. Because he has kept my commandments. There's something the person will do that will make God to what? Choose you and promote him. Your promotion from that canal to the spiritual depends on your keeping the commandment. Then after that, look at the last level before we pray. So I want you to read for me the book of John chapter 3, verse 18. Another person, John chapter 3, verse 18, that's the last level. When you have come to the presence physically, carnally, with your money, where God has chosen you, you now graduate to service because you kept his commandment. He now position you in his house, prayer warrior, prayer this one. Yes, last Sunday, we were here almost at 3 o'clock. The spirit was on mommy. Some people have gone home and sleep and wake up two times. But that's a prayer champion, that's a walk. That's where the Lord has chosen. Because you are faithful. Now, the last level, choice. To refuse salvation leads to damnation, which is the most important. I want to advise you, even if you don't come to church physically, to the place the Lord chooses with your money, the first month, or even if you don't even serve God, in the place he has chosen as his servant to serve, the last one you should never miss it. The last one is John 3:8 and John, what have I mentioned? John 3:8 has amen. And John 3:18. John 3:18. Don't miss that one. Because if you miss that one, you are wasting life. That is what to do the eternal. That has to do with your soul. Because that's the choice you make that will lead it. After you have put off this heavy body and put off incorruptible body, where you go and spend eternity. John about the message, so you read the verse. Quickly, quickly.
He that believeth on him is not condemned.
He that believeth on him is not condemned. Look at the place. Please. It's protected. Let me pause reading from here. Go ahead. Read. Go ahead.
But he that believeth not is
condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned. Did they put he that who does not believe, comma? Did they put comma?
Yes.
Church, did they put comma? What does this believe? Is that a direct statement? That means the direct action of not believing is condemnation. There's something that you don't need to pray for. Or you don't need to pray against. By your doing them, you are directly, automatically, you are positioned for that thing. So he said, he that does not believe is condemned already.
Already, you are already connected. Even as you are walking on this wall, as you are coming to the church, the place you are choosing for you to put your money in choice. Then you are even serving him. Maybe you are a minister in the church, you are walking in the church. But you don't believe in Jesus. They truly believe that salvation, they believe that leads to salvation. They believe that leads to repentance. You don't believe. You have already condemned yourself. Already while you are walking, you are walking course. Why, my brother? Why? What is it? Because what? What is the reason? What is the reason? In the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's why don't allow those to allow me, don't allow those to confuse you. They want to look like, but they're not the real thing. Paul the Apostle said, anyone who come and preach to you, any other gospel outside the one that preach to you, is a what? Anathema instead of Christ. Because no, the truth, he said, teach us how to discern the real spirit of Christ. Who's the one that don't call Jesus Lord instead of God? So even if they use Jehovah's to cover, use Christian cult to cover, Christian science, Scientology, they use all those types of people of Latter-day Saints to cover, as if they look like, but it's not. They are not believing in the name of Jesus. That's why even the Muslim brothers, they put that Muhammad, Quran. Jesus is appeared there many times. But when you go to the aspect of whether he's a savior, they don't agree with you on that. That is a go-go. That's when you know that this person has been condemned. This person is already condemned. Eternal, spiritual, eternal choice. So you're not believing that you have chosen to be condemned. Don't use your hand and kill yourself. Tell your neighbor, don't use your hand and kill yourself. Last point, last Bible portion. Who's reading for me? John chapter 3, verse 8. John chapter 3, verse 8. Kalabushakaya. Thank you, Jesus. Born of the Spirit. The wind blow where he leads, the meaning that salvation also, in as much as it's your choice, is not also by power. The wind, let me break it down. The wind means that the wind of salvation, it blows to who he leads. You cannot tell where it's coming or where it's going to. Meaning that the person you least in can be saved. The prostitute you condemn your compound can be the one that will enter heaven. The person you feel that is righteous will go to hell. That's how choice affects salvation also. Because some people that are comfortable saying, this one is the church door, it's not going to hell. Because I thought about the last point, which is eternal. I thought about eternal. You bring your money to the church. You talk about spiritual. You enter service to the next level because David is faithful, then I am choosing as my servant. No, I talk about the eternal, which is most important. After you put up this body, when your soul will go to spend eternity to answer for what you did in this life, it's not you by your power, it's by mercy. Because the will of salvation chose to blow to your direction. In my family, out of the 7 children, my father told me that you are the one I least expected to be born again. Because I was the most stubborn and rough. Among my brothers, he said you are the ruffian. My father literally disowned me. But that is the same person that God saved first by encounter. So the wind of salvation does not choose. So don't condemn anybody. That's what motivates an evangelist. That's what motivates evangelism. Because the person you have seen that this one can never be saved again is that one that should go and preach the gospel. Because that wind at that point, that wind of conviction can blow to her and she become the greatest preacher of all time. You know that the person that converted and had gone there, one only one soul. But the souls that we have broken one in heaven, all of them total, how many millions? Because I follow Christ for all nations very well. By the collector. Now, all the hundreds of millions souls that we have broken one, I'm only the first person that recorded 5 million and crusade. And we have broken the vision point is 100 million. This one that just came out, Daniel, has gotten millions of comments. All of them total. See, the one that Daniel will win. Continually, it's recorded for that one man in heaven. Christ in your feet as we pray. So you may think that that person that you condemn is going to hell. You may think that you yourself that is righteous, you are going to heaven. Examine yourself. That's what I mean. By the grace of God, anything I want to say, I always say by the mercy and grace of God. Even in my post, anytime here, I say by the special grace, mercy of God. It's not by power. 20 years of life yet, it's not by power. I know a church here that they scatter and they build a house. Just at the back where I was living before. I know many redeemed have closed down. But God kept us by his mercy and grace. The wind of salvation blew and kept life here to this point. that wind of salvation blow and brought you to the church. That wind of salvation blow and made you a pastor, whatever you are now, that service you are helping to God. And that same wind of salvation that helped you to make heaven. Pray and ask and cry to God for the mercy of God. Ask God for the mercy. I don't want to lose my eternal salvation. I don't want to be the one that was comfortable. But later on, the wind will not blow towards my direction and I miss heaven. Pray and talk to God.
For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Offering time. Let's package our offering. Let's begin to package our offering. Let's begin to package our offering. As you are packaging your offering, begin to speak into your offering. Begin to speak into your offering. I don't know what God, you are trusting God on to begin to speak it. For in Jesus' mighty name we are free. Quiet.
Hallelujah. Let's rise up.
Oh,
give me more, give me more, give me more.
Let's let me know it.